Mark's going to tell the tape recorder story. Go ahead, Mark.
Once upon a time, there was a little baby. He was called Mark. And one time, he played with his friend. And he said, "Friendy, can I go upstairs?" And the friendy said, "After my TV." And the baby Marky said, "Why don't you go?" And he says, "Because I have to do my work." And he said, and he says, "What work?" And the boy says, "My homework." And he and the baby says, "What is homework?" "Is it things at home they make work and you have to do it?" And he says, "No, it's leftovers from your school." "Ah, so leftovers are left up clothes. No, they're left up papers. Worky papers." And the baby said, "Oh." And then the boy said, "I have to get to my work, so go and eat your jelly." And then the baby said, "Okay." They run around, and then he almost ran into the wall, but he stopped and walked over back to the jelly. And he said, "Well, I think this is nap time, so I'll hurry up and eat my jelly." And that was the big swallow. "Well, I might as well go to bed." "Wake up," I says. And then he says, Who's that? "A monster who came in to scare people. He won't scare me. I am Mr. T." They said, "No, I'm your father." And he says, "Well, I never knew you were." Ha ha ha. And then they lived happily ever after. Where's off button? Well, how do you stop it? What button?
A button where?
Few days back, Mark and I went for the bus, and Mark said, because I was dashing for the bus in the car, he said, "I wish that some people didn't have to sit in the car and listen to other people get mad at the bus." I wasn't even cursing the bus at that point, but it's typical that I get down to the end of the street and the bus is already passed and hasn't bothered to stop or anything, and I curse out the bus. And so Mark has been trying to get me to stop saying anything about the bus, even when we miss it by a hair.
Ross was talking about, "Dad, you know that you're going to be here on the first day of spring, and Mom's gonna be in California." I said, "Yeah, Ross, I looked at the calendar, that's right." And he said, "But Dad, you know, you have to admit that Mommy makes better Valentine's Day cakes. But we'll save some for you." This has to do with the fact that what was interesting was the sort of the leap that he made, which was connecting the fact that I'm going to be back for the first day of spring, and that, oh, I, no, no, I said, I'm sorry, that she, I, there was one other thing that wanted between those. I said, I'm going to be back, and I said, yes, I know, I looked at the calendar and I said, will you miss your mom? And he said, yeah, sure we will. And he said, but Dad, you know, you have to admit that Mommy makes better Valentine's cakes, Valentine's Day cakes, but we'll save some for you when you get back. And what he's saying is, not Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day cakes. I'm sorry, St. Patrick's Day cakes. And
you never mentioned St. Patrick's before then?
No, we had talked before about the fact that I would be missing St. Patrick's Day when I'm in Paris. Like Paris and Rome, and I'd be missing St. Patrick's Day. But I guess he had figured out that he would save some things. And so what he's saying is, it's okay that we have Mother for St. Patrick's Day and you for the first day of spring, because after all, Mommy makes better St. Patrick's Day cakes than you would. So it's appropriate that she should be there for St. Patrick's Day. And don't worry, Dad, we'll save you some. So it'll all be okay. He's getting it all arranged in his mind how it's going to be for these various holidays and things when people are going to be going on trips.
Ross climbed over the banister. And as he did, I noticed that the banister cut him right between the legs. And I gave him this rather startled look, or concerned look, and I said, ooh, right on the privates. And by this time he was standing up, and he looked me straight in the eye for a moment, like he was trying to absorb what I said. And then his face broke into a smile, and he said, oh, I'm built like a monkey. Oh, it's okay. I'm built like a monkey. I don't get hurt. Something like that.
It says interesting because he was shocked, and then to cover up his shock, he thought he could use a clever retort. Marky said, you know, Mom, if we just clean up this fireplace, this house would look really clean.
He said this. He was in the kitchen. We hadn't been around the fireplace
right.
at all.
Right.
This had nothing to do with the fireplace. It was some kind of an adult remark stolen straight from Brian.
Yeah.
But Brian wasn't around, and this wasn't right. something that had been, right. you know. This was Mark trying to act like he had everything under control.
Right. Thank you.
I saw a bunch of trophies at school today, and he said, guess what? On that side, and he pointed to one side of the room, had the most trophies, and then he pointed to the other side of the room, and he said, and this side had the less trophies.
What's wrong, Mikey?
I can't figure out what the box score is called.
Eastmont.
I forget. Yeah. One time at Eastmont, we had a rope. We yeah. got to go in, well, the place where we saw the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
You know that place?
Yeah.
It's called, in the school, it's called the gym.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gym room.
Yeah.
And one time the teacher came down very fast, mm-hmm. and she was behind us, and we didn't know she was coming down here, and she said, skip to the back wall, and we didn't know she was coming down to say that.
Mm-hmm. And did you have to do what she said?
Yeah, and Jimmy had to practice skipping.
Can you skip?
Yeah.
Marky can also eat a lot of Cheerios. They're upstairs talking about the construction of the Ewok Village type idea that they're planning for the summer in the backyard. And Mark says, we have a rope longer than that rope, so we can make one like this. No, they're going to go and talk some more about that.
Yeah, a hole in it. Oh, here's another one. There's a lot of lines. And guess what? The swing guy is slipping down from this one line. Oh, is that the ladder?
No, it's a four.
No, I meant is this the ladder?
Yeah.
Let's see the ladder is here. Oh, there's a ladder. No, where is the ladder?
Oh, okay, the bridge.
Okay.
Oh, the ladder is right here.
Oh yeah. So you're breaking that tree?
No, just some of it.
Oh.
Connecting to that tree.
Dad, I need some cream.
What?
All the way done with, almost done with that?
I'm not.
I said almost.
I'm not almost done.
Yeah, I see a lot of stuff.
So is he.
I just do.
Seems like I see a lot of stuff. Man, now there's a lot of stuff.
Okay, well, there's a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff now?
No.
It's not too much there.
Did you figure which tree you're going to put it on?
I'd say this is a ladder to get down.
Well, we will have to build the ladder, you know.
Yeah, to get up and down from the trees.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised how hard it is to build things.
I know.
We would need two ladders.
You need two ladders?
Yeah.
Ladder.
Yeah, I see ladder.
This mark, that is going to go to the clubhouse. And it is just like a little brick, it's like a plane ladder. Stone ladder.
What, a stone ladder?
No, steel.
Steel ladder.
A steel?
No,
not good. Like steal the money.
No.
Uncle Scrooge's money.
No.
You mean like get the money?
Yeah. good money.
Get the money.
Or steal money.
Daddy says it's okay to leave the whale down, okay?
What?
Daddy says it's okay to leave the whale down.
What whale? Oh, yeah, okay.
Because this looks kind of
except
funny.
Except for if we're playing rough games.
Yeah, then you might pick it up.
Oh, Dad, do we have permission to pull that up and down?
What for?
Do we?
Want
to see me do it?
No.
Want to see me do it?
No, only to turn it.
What?
No, it's too easy to break it.
I can do it.
No, it isn't. We've done it.
Okay.
We have been done it.
It's easy to pull it.
Okay,
let's see.
Want to see me do it?
I want to see. This is easy.
Here's for the down.
Okay.
That's
good.
That's
right.
No, wait.
He's doing a good job.
No, wait.
He did it.
Here's how to do it. Wait. Ah, that's why I know
okay.
how to do
he
it.
Did
that's
job.
Easy.
Yeah.
That's, here's to get it down. I know how
okay,
to do it.
Okay, you're going to lose permission, Ross. You're about to lose the permission.
Oh, sure.
If you don't get it, do it. Put that mark to it.
Wait.
Okay, he's doing fine.
And that's what.
Good, Mark.
There.
Very good. Now, Mark,
what?
You know the one thing you can't do? Listen. I want everybody to listen. Never pull it up when it's like this. Never pull it up.
Never pull it down.
When it's like that.
Why?
Why?
Because it'll bunch up the little thingies.
Why did you do it?
I'm just showing you not to do it. Always make sure it's like this when you pull it up, okay? Flat. Make sure the little guys are flat, okay? Mm. Hey, you want to leave it up now? It's a pretty day?
Oh.
You want to leave it up. Now back to your work.
And my Arfie is going
to
be...
No, Arfie stays down.
I
it doesn't
like
look good, though.
I like him up here.
I don't like it up like that. I don't think it looks good.
He's mine.
Well, okay, then we're going to take him off. Because we bought him to make the things look nice.
I like
him.
Look,
okay. It's just going to have to go then. Arfie will have to go.
Space.
You want Arfie to go? You want Arfie to leave the room? Go into another room?
Okay, nobody touch that.
Okay.
I want his face shown.
Okay, he's cute. Okay, now finish your job. Put it down and get the wash.
Ladder.
Here, get the wash. How's the clubhouse coming?
Okay.
What is
how
today? February 23rd. Yeah?
Dad, Ross, how would you make two ladders?
Very difficult to make ladders.
No, one is a steel ladder. We wouldn't have to make it. We wouldn't have to make it. How could you? We could use one of Dad's. Dad's what? Ladders? Oh, and we could use this fire ladder somewhere, wherever it is, for it in the daytime. Yeah, for this stuff. Yeah. Oh, then there would be two ladders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.